This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, my loves, welcome to our final practice here this week at the Daily Practice Podcast, where we have done tons of work around cleaning up a mess that was cluttering our minds this week. And what we're going to do today is every Friday, I always share a little bit of action, a little self-care practice or something to do to take you into the weekend. And what I want to do today is I want you to look at the part of your house or your home or your apartment that tends to get really messy really quickly. Okay, I know you have an area of your home, we all do, that just is kind of always a little bit messy. For me, it's either the kitchen, it's always a mess. We also have a table right by our entrance, by the front door, that is always cluttered with stuff. My office, for some reason, tends to be kind of the room in the house where things just end up and it's just always a mess. What I want you to do is identify this one part of your house where things feel messy kind of all the time, and I want you to do something super boring. At least for me, this is something that is just super boring, but it's really helpful once we get to it. I want you to create a system today to avoid that mess happening in the first place. Okay? I want you to implement a system that avoids that mess. Just think of it as a ginormous gift for your future self. There is a reason why that hallway table ends up always being the place where everything just sort of goes to die, like everybody puts their stuff. Why is that? I've been thinking about that a lot. When I come home, that's just a place where I dump whatever I happen to have in my hands. And because we have no actual place, we don't have a place where we put keys, as an example. The keys just end up on that table. We don't have a designated home for any of our car keys or any of the keys for the house. If I had a designated place for them, I wouldn't have to place them on that table. I could actually just put them where they belong, right? So implementing a system to avoid that table being littered with keys all the time is to put up a little key box or a little key hanger or just have a little dedicated area in the hallway where keys live. Like that is an example of implementing a system to avoid the mess. Another way to do it, and I've done this a couple times, doesn't always work, is I'll put a designated basket or something where I allow a mess. Like this is an example of a system that sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. And then once a week, I sit down with that basket and I just sort everything through. Having an area where I allow mess that just kind of keeps it hidden helps me from having that mess just accumulate all over the place, right? An example of that could be maybe you need to organize your wardrobe and your closet. You need new hangers, perhaps. Everything ends up on the floor because you don't have enough hangers, or you have too much stuff in there. You can't fit it in there, so it's always a mess. A system would be cleaning that out and then making sure that you have the space you need for everything to have its home. Maybe there is something that you can implement in terms of just making it easier to keep that area of your home in order. And for me, this is just kind of a drag. I don't like implementing systems in this way, but it's something that just the future version of you and the future version of me, they're just really going to appreciate that. So today we are implementing a system to avoid future messes in a messy area of our home. I so hope you actually take this practice to heart. You know, go to IKEA or go online, buy a couple of supplies to organize things. Maybe you need to label things to help things have a home or to know where everything belongs. Or maybe you need one of those little organizational items that you can buy to sort things. I find that's really helpful to just make little dividers in your drawers and things like that. Figure out a system to avoid future messes, and you're going to save so much time and you're going to save so much wasted energy being annoyed about that mess. This might not sound like it, but it definitely is a self-care practice. And I hope you enjoy that feeling of having an organized system afterwards. It does feel really good. Thank you for practicing with me all throughout this week. I hope you have a beautiful weekend, just filled with a sense of order and clarity. You so deserve it. I'll be back with a new intention and new practices on Monday.